Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nope. Let's go to Annie Fry.
Back up, you creep. So beat the drum with me. Get away from me. I'm not
America, sweet. Annie Fry, happy Friday. How are you?
Good. You need to figure out how to work JJ Carafano into being part of that Motley Crue contest somehow. I think he'd probably be game for it.
I bet he would. I bet he would love that. I will work on that at the top of the hour, no doubt about it. So I'm just going to speculate here on what you think the biggest story in America is right now. Megxit?
I could not care less about that, and I'm sad that I even know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Me too.
I'm briefing myself in this rainy morning here at my house just to make sure nothing crazy has happened since I went to bed last night, which was not early enough anyway. And I just read something about Oprah has apparently advised Meghan Markle and which prince is it?
Harry.
I don't even know.
Harry, right?
Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently Oprah advised them on leaving. I don't care. I guess I understand the palace intrigue, if you will, but I don't care. I just can't care. I don't know.
I don't care either. I really don't.
It's weird.
The only thing that caught my attention on it yesterday is because Katie Hopkins, who I have on my show sometimes, the British journalist, she's angry about it. I guess people that live in the UK are offended that these royals want to step away from their cush job that they have over there, basically doing nothing and getting paid for it to go live somewhere else and be media moguls. So I think that's the only interesting twist on it to me. I could care less what they do.
Well, it's kind of, I guess, it's probably like this, but maybe it's nothing like this because I don't really know anything about the royals, and I respect the fact that this is an important thing to the British people. That's fine, but it's just not important to me because it's not my queen. They're not my royals. However, I'll say I'm pretty sure that they get a lot of subsidy from the taxpayers there, and to kind of turn your nose up at that, if you're paying, let me just pretend that I live in a state where I pay a lot of taxes and I have spent a lot of extra money to make things happen in the state, and you don't feel like you really get what it's not worth it when you're paying for this. And then you see people who are like, we don't need this anymore. Maybe that's why. Maybe they feel as though their tax dollars are taken for granted or not appreciated. Because I doubt that when those two leave the royal family, that the people of England are going to get a tax deduction or something.
Yeah, they're not going to get a tax break.
Two less royals to pay for. Yeah, I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah. Anyway, that's they're going to get out, leave there, and make like $500 million a year. Good for them if that's what they want to do. Hey, I'm
very
listening.
Relatable. Very yeah, relatable.
Very relatable people there. Absolutely. A lot of young girls want to be princesses. This one became a princess. Now she doesn't want to be anymore. Apparently, she wants to profit from it. One of the two. Hey, I was watching, of course, yesterday when all the reports first start coming down about the airplane leaving Tehran or returning to Tehran and getting shot down apparently by a missile. All the intelligence sources seem to claim that's what happened. The Iranians deny it and all that. And I thought to myself, I wonder how long it's going to be before they blame Donald Trump. And now they're blaming Donald Trump. Did you see that headline this morning?
I think it was a female congressman I know was saying that this is what happens when, people die because they get caught up in a silly tit for tat, military tit for tat, which of course is Donald Trump's fault. I mean, it's the predictability of it. Like you said, how long is it going to take? You know, what's going to happen. It's just a matter of how long.
It's one thing for a reporter to say it, right? The media immediately went shopping to find a foreign official to blame it on Donald Trump. And, of course, Justin Trudeau stepped up to the plate. Go to cut number two, please.
How much responsibility does the United States bear for this tragedy?
The evidence suggests that this is the likely cause, but we need to have a full and complete and credible investigation to establish exactly what happened. That is what we are calling for, and that is what we are expecting will happen.
Evidence suggests this was the likely cause. Qasem Soleimani being turned into a stain on the tarmac at Baghdad Airport a week ago is the cause of 167 people being blown out of the sky by somebody in Iran. I mean, you've really got to be stretching to draw that conclusion. You may say that it was a unintended consequence of what happened, but to lay this around Donald Trump's neck by a foreign leader it's infuriating to me.
Yeah, I did not hear him say that, and it's ridiculous. It's like I want to hear the full context of what he was saying there. That sounds ridiculous for him to say that. Like, when in the world are these people going to look at the people who actually commit these actions and point the finger at the people who actually are responsible for what happened? I'm watching this Democratic primary, and I'm watching different candidates kind of jockey to have the top position to take on Donald Trump. And it occurs to me that every single thing in our political news discussion on a day-to-day basis, there is an epicenter for every single conversation we have, and it's Donald Trump.
Yes.
The political world revolves around Donald Trump. The Democrats take no actions. They only take reactions. Justin Trudeau, you know, I don't know what – there's no common sense in looking at what happened in Iran and trying to pin any of that on Donald Trump. So I'm just going to hope that was not what he fully intended. But when you consider the fact that Donald Trump is the genesis for every political conversation that exists in our vernacular today, that is really, really something. That's the magnitude of this force that is Donald Trump. And when you watch his rally last night and he's in Ohio, which I don't even like, they don't even act like Ohio is even a swing state. I mean, in my lifetime, I'm 35. I'm relatively young, I suppose, as it comes to, you know, being able to watch and participate in presidential elections. But Ohio got to pick the president in my lifetime. There's not much discussion even about that anymore. And you see how I saw an article that was talking about how one of Illinois' great exports, taxpayers, a lot of them are going to Wisconsin. And now Wisconsin might actually be the state that ends up choosing the president of the United States. And if Illinois is going to be shipping out common sense, fiscally conservative taxpayers, and we're going to do it to Wisconsin, maybe that's something Illinois is going to do right for some one time. Maybe all the conservatives that aren't going to make a difference in Illinois are going to go vote in Wisconsin and actually keep Donald Trump in the presidency for the next 4 years. But watch how these conversations start on the left, on the far left shows on MSNBC or CNN. Everything is about Donald Trump. They don't care about policy. They don't care about making an American's life simpler, easier. They don't care about getting out of the way of prosperity for Americans. They only care about Donald Trump. Why are you so obsessed with me? I mean, that could be Donald Trump's campaign line, and he needs to win.
Yeah. No, I agree with you completely. It's insane. At least if you move to Wisconsin, you can get some good cheese curds.
Yes, you can.
I did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my cheese curds the last time I was up there. Plus, maybe they turned it into more of a solid state. We hope so anyway. You know, Annie, this morning I was playing some of the sound bites from Nancy Pelosi and this war powers resolution they decided that they just had to pass yesterday because they're just certain the president did something wrong somewhere at some time. So they had to go pass a resolution that has no teeth in it whatsoever. And then suddenly somebody dug up a past comment by Nancy Pelosi from 2011 when she was questioned on Barack Obama bombing Libya. Listen.
So, Madam Speaker, Madam Leader, you're saying that the president did not need authorization initially and still does not need any authorization from Congress on Libya?
Yes.
Yes. Just to be clear. President Obama did not need any authorization to bomb Libya, but President Trump did need authorization to use a drone to take out a terrorist. I mean, it just, you don't have to go far.
This is what happens. Yeah, this is what happens when you spend a half a century on Capitol Hill. Your words start to come back to bite you in the butt. And, you know, I just look at all of these different Democrats who were, you know, pounding their fists on the podiums in 1998 when Bill Clinton was being impeached. And the biggest campaign ad against what the Democrats are doing now are the very Democrats who are leading this charge, because they've been there forever. This continues to go down this road this badly. You're going to see the likes of Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden all supporting term limits, because the thing that points the hypocrisy the most with so many of these, Gerald Nadler, Chuck Schumer, I mean, just leader after leader after leader of the Democratic Party. I don't care if you're going to serve forever. If your people in your district like you and they want to keep you and they want to retain you, okay, it's their choice to do that. But what hypocrites, the way they come at these issues, completely, the opinion is completely dependent on what's good for them. Not good for you and me, not good for the people in their district. And if you question that at all, ask Nancy Pelosi how things are going in the streets of San Francisco. There's poop on the streets in San Francisco, and drug needles and homelessness is rampant. And she's obsessed with this impeachment of Donald Trump. She's obsessed with being the queen of Washington, D.C. I mean, I laugh in my head about considering Mitch McConnell doing something in the Senate and then trying to come over and publicly tell Nancy Pelosi how she was going to run her house. Oh my gosh, she'd have a field day with it, and she'd be right to. I heard somebody suggest that Mitch McConnell did the same thing when he withheld having the conversation, the appointment process with Merrick Garland. No, that's different, because that's what he could do within his own chamber, yes, not within the other chamber. And there is nothing more contentious in Washington, D.C. than what the House gets to do in the House and what the Senate gets to do in the Senate. Nancy Pelosi wants to control it all. She wants to control what the executive branch does with the powers that they are enumerated with. She wants to control what the Senate does with the powers they're responsible for. She wants to control what the House gets to do. She only gets to do one of those. That's why we have separation of powers.
That's a good point. I wanted to play something here real quick. Matt Gaetz was one of only three Republicans who voted yesterday for this war powers resolution to limit the president's authority. This is what he said.
Take a backseat to no member of this body when it comes to defending the president. This resolution offers no criticism of the president, no critique. It doesn't criticize the president's attack on Soleimani. Matter of fact, this resolution doesn't even say Soleimani's name in it. Yet it does articulate our very robust basis for self-defense, at times even peremptory self-defense, to defend our troops.
So he is arguing that he thinks there are people in the administration slow-walking the president into war. I've only got about a minute left, but I mean, he's a small minority in the party. Do you think he's got any ground here?
I don't know exactly what I heard. I saw that report last night as well. I did see Kevin McCarthy tweet something last night that said this is literally nothing coming out of the House. It's a non-binding resolution. He said basically it's a congressional press release. So as much as Matt Gaetz is talking about this and kind of being an outlier here, doesn't really sound like there's any teeth in this. It's just kind of an empty roar from some of the Democrats there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Annie, thanks so much as always. Look forward to hearing you on the radio here every day, noon to 3. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Mark.
Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.